mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to attempt to be calm, to be focused, to be cogent, and to walk through all of the news that we have before us here today. But when I got up at about 6 a.m. this morning and went to prisonplanet.com, because it is updated first every day, I saw a video by the International Center for 9/11 Studies. They, of course, were involved suing NIST with others, the federal government agency, to get videos released, thousands of them, of the firefighters and police during the 9/11 attacks, because the New York Fire Department and Police Department have, in all of their units, camera people. In the last decade plus, now it's become more prolific. Even small departments, you'll see it, even roadside checkpoints or community events, you'll see police there with cameras documenting what's going on in case something happens. They've got a record of it, similar to squad car cameras. And that's the problem with Big Brother. It can backfire. I called Paul Watson this morning, and I asked him to do a special report on this that the skeleton of is going to be up in the next 10 minutes at Infowars.com, but he's going to be adding to it throughout the day. And when you just see one more of these videos where firefighters are talking about before the towers collapse, in one case, before the second plane had even hit the other tower, saying that there were explosions going off in the lobby. In the lobby of one of the towers. The first tower to be hit. This is, you know, a long time before the building collapses. And we go back to William Rodriguez, the hero, who went around opening doors and saving people and helping people and barely got out. I mean, he got out as the building collapsed. And he came out that day to local news. They said, what did you see? And they said, explosions, bombs. And we have firefighter tapes and police tapes where they say bombs are going off. And on this latest video, it's several firefighters sitting there bleeding, dust all over them. The only thing we've cut is the cussing. You can't blame them after going through something like this. And they're saying, you know, we got to get out of here. There could be more bombs. They could go off any time. There's bombs in these buildings. These are trained professionals. And then the media tried to spin it and said, oh, you know, when Willie Rodriguez and police and firemen, you know, later talked about this, but also in the past videos that were shot live that day. And they said, well, gas, fuel went down the elevators to the lobby. Well, the elevators are staggered. There are, you know, many, many floors. Memory says over 30 floors up. You go up elevators and have to get off, and then the elevators are staggered. They're not continual. There were no fires lower down in the floors. There were no natural explosions caused by a generator blowing up or whatever. They're down there in the building, and one of the major towers, and there's bombs going off everywhere. And then you just come to the realization, even though we have all this evidence of 9/11 being an inside job and the official story being a fraud, but just when you see another video like this, it really hits home just how right we've been. And I have a sick feeling. I'm not happy that I'm right about this. I wish it was men in caves. That's a lot less scary than the criminals that run our government, run our police, being the terrorists.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, the 6th day of October, 2010. I'm Alex Jones, your host. G. Edward Griffin on his new documentary dealing with the geoengineering weather modification programs that are now being partially declassified. He'll be talking about the new film he has produced. What in the world are they spraying? Coming up in about an hour and 25 minutes from now, we'll also have the director of the film, a journalist, on with us. Now, at the bottom of the hour, when Watson's report is posted at PrisonPlanet.com, I'm going to go into this in full and play the different video clips and audio clips for radio and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers so we have a clear, concise report on this. But I got sick to my stomach. I mean, physically got nauseated. This happens occasionally when everything we've documented, everything we've researched just gets more added to it that further confirms what we're talking about. I wish every day that 9/11 was not an inside job. I wish it was a foreign enemy. I wish it was a few hundred ragtag men in caves that wear turbans on their heads. That is not scary. It's a little scary, but it's not one millionth as scary as a giant military-industrial complex who on record has staged other terror attacks. Operation Gladio, hundreds of times in Europe, Operation Ajax, Gulf of Tonkin, Northwoods, Army field manuals training black op captains and above how to stage terror. That's 2 years old and admitted. Leaked by WikiLeaks. The Pentagon admits it's real and said they would arrest whoever had released it if they could find them. I wish every day that it was men in caves. But it's not, my friends. And when you really get into 9/11 truth, when you really research it, and government-sponsored terror and false flag events, it just never ends. There is so much evidence. The official story is such a ridiculous lie. I mean, there's simple things like within 8 hours of the attacks, they had one of the unburned passports of one of the reported Saudi Arabian hijackers found at Ground Zero. There were hundreds of millions of papers, hundreds of millions, thousands and thousands of offices with tens of thousands of papers, mainly Wall Street firms. There were, you know, in some areas, 10, 15, 20 feet of papers on the ground. All over lower Manhattan, there were several inches of papers, several feet of dust, asbestos, the rest of it. And magically, the FBI finds a passport and then finds another one. Two passports in one day. That you've got planes going 550 miles an hour. They fly into aluminum and steel structure buildings. There's a huge fireball. There's fires. And two passports fly out and go to the ground. That is one of thousands of smoking guns of 9/11. It's a fraud. It's a lie. It's a joke. Same thing at the airline that crashed in Pennsylvania. They magically found one of the passports there as well. This is a sick joke. And it just goes on from there. You have Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management in New York City, at Building 7 at the command center. And he comes out from the building, Building 7, in the morning with dust all over him, with the head of emergency management, and says that there were explosions before the building even caught on fire, hours before it even collapsed. Building 7, the 47-story building. Then we get an interview with him for Loose Change Final Cut. And then suddenly he starts getting threatened, and he says, please don't use it. And then he winds up dead within a few days. Neighbors, we've talked to neighbors. Neighbors say that the family just moved out in days, just disappeared. Probably a witness protection program. Who even knows if he's alive or dead? This has the classic MO of him being put under. But, I mean, he may have died of a cancer that killed him in a week. I mean, one of those cancers that kills you like a cold in a couple days. Kind of like Jack Ruby, who took out the Patsy Oswalt. And we're going to be playing all of that, but there's a new video up on PrisonPlanet.com. New video, 911 fireman secondary explosion testimony, newly released footage obtained from NIST by the International Center for 9/11 Studies. They had to sue to get these. Shows firefighters describing secondary explosions shortly before the collapse of the Twin Towers. And of course, a few weeks ago, they released video of explosions going off in 7 before the other towers had even collapsed. Nothing has hit it. No plane, no debris. Building 7 is literally, it's got to be 300 yards away from even the North Tower. And there's explosions going off. And then Jennings reports the fire department comes in and gets them out, and there's dead bodies all over the floor in the lobby. First thing Black Ops does is detonate a bomb to cause confusion before they go in and burn the place down. The CIA was in the building, Defense Intelligence, FBI. All totaled more than 20 federal agencies, IRS, the list goes on and on. So we've got people, very credible witnesses, saying bombs going off in Building 7 before North and South Tower had fallen. You understand this? We have the police, we have the janitors, we have the firemen in many videos, but two local newscasts saying there were explosions going off before the buildings fell. Namely, the North Tower that Willie Rodriguez, the hero, was in, who went back in to unlock doors and to get people out of stairwells because the elevators were shut down and they were trying to get through. And the elevator and stairwells are staggered. You know, they don't go straight up and down. They're different levels. You have to get off at certain elevators, get off at certain you look at the blueprints online. Certain stairwells, you know, get off to get on other stairwells. It isn't straight up and down. And everything Rodriguez talked about and others talked about has been borne out to be true. And now they've released a lot of the audio tapes, just hundreds of firefighters and police talking about there's bombs going off. There's got to be bombs everywhere down here. This is incredible. So at the bottom of the hour, or a little bit after, I'm going to do the full report here. But I did want to play this video for radio and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now. And this is unedited. This was shot by the New York Fire Department. The only thing that we've bleeped out is the firefighters using the F word, and who can blame them? One of them is bleeding out of his nose. They've got cuts on them, dust. And we've got all these other tapes, too, of police saying, get back. They're bringing down 7. They're going to blow that building up. And then the news says Building 7 has fallen, and it hadn't fallen. They were already putting the official story out. They false started. That's very common. Just like in Australia and New Zealand and several other countries, hours before Lee Harvey Oswald was captured or his name was released, they had already done off the wire. It hadn't happened in the U.S. or Europe or England, but they got their time zones wrong. They'd already fed them Lee Harvey Oswald. They'd already, so again, stunning evidence on that front. So the video is up on PrisonPlanet.com, and Paul Watson's article just went live minutes ago. Let's put that back up there. Thank you. Video. This is the headline. This is the article to get out to everyone. And then below it, Watson all day is going to be adding more evidence because there's so much. It takes days just to get all the old articles we've written, all the old videos, all the hundreds of admissions, all saying the same thing. Firefighters, police, deputy head of emergency management, medical workers, janitors, all the same thing. See, you can't pick and choose what you want to believe. I know it's frightening that the globalists did this. I know it's frightening they clearly used private contractors to set this up. I know it's scary to know we've got a government as bad as Hitler, who firebombed his own capital to bring in martial law. But now they admit Homeland Security is for you, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. While you were sold on tyranny in the name of hating brown people that wear turbans, who, by the way, were founded by the CIA, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, that's on record. While all that was happening, Sybil Edmonds, the high-level FBI NSA liaison interpreter, has now broken her gag order earlier this year. She testified before the 9/11 Commission, and she said, look, the information I told the commission, the information that they gagged me from telling anybody, is that I was listening to conversations with the commanders of Al-Qaeda working for the CIA in narcotics trafficking, weapons trafficking, human trafficking, and terror, and that they were about to launch a major operation under CIA command. Do you understand that this is on record? And as we told you years ago with Abel Danger, we've had Anthony Schaefer on, Tony Schaefer. It's now Fox News exclusive. Yeah, they're going to tell us the sun comes up in the morning. Witnesses and Defense Department reports suggest cover-up of 9/11 findings, backing up what Tony Schaefer, the colonel, said, that there were contractors over there who knew all about Al-Qaeda, were clearly working in and around them, and that they tried to go in and take out these groups and found out that this operation was about to be launched, and they were barred from stopping it. But that was only a sub-cover story. We know Atta and the other hijackers on record worked at U.S. military bases and had security clearances, and I've had the head of the visa section of the Saudi Arabian Jeddah office, Mr. Springman, on 9 years ago. We had him back on this year, who talked to CIA people and others in the State Department and were told, yes, we ordered them to be given visas, Atta and others, to come back in, even though they were on terror list, because it was a cover. They were CIA operatives. I mean, we've got this thing from A to Z. We know it's an inside job. Period. Period. We're going to play this audio and video when we come back. Stay with us.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
So this explosive article just went live at prisonplanet.com. Video, 911 firefighters reveal huge explosions before towers collapse. And that's in the bottom of the buildings. And this just confirms everybody else and the local newscast and all the witnesses, but then NIST and others and FEMA guarded the site. Wouldn't let anybody get in to look at it. And now we know why. Because they were shooting their own video, and their own video shows what happened. The columns blasted off, controlled demolition, the whole nine yards. We're going to do a Google search term again today, another devastating blow against the globalist. The last search term we did was the number one and number two search terms. So you've been very, very successful at getting this out. Can you imagine when you Google the term over and over again, huge explosions? It's going to lead people directly to PrisonPlanet.com. And this article, full of video clip after 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 video clip, of police and firemen and the deputy head of emergency management, bombs going off in all three buildings, including Building 7, not even hit by a plane or debris, way down the road. No doubt they were running the attacks out of 7. That's why the mayor at the time, Giuliani, went on ABC News that morning and said, it's very strange. We were running a drill called Tripod 2 in the, he also told CBS News, in Building 7. But in the drill, Building 7 is under attack. So we were told days before by FEMA, and remember that deputy head of FEMA, said, oh, yes, we arrived in New York September 10th, the night before, so we were able to respond quite well the next morning. Yeah, they had to be there to be involved in the cover-up. And then Giuliani is talking out of school and saying, yeah, we were running a drill that morning, so we'd moved everything to mobile command units out at the end of the pier. Well, yeah, you've got to manage your staged attack, don't you? And see, most people in the fire department, police department, in the emergency management, they're not involved. This is all a drill. They're waiting for an attack on the buildings. Boom, it happens. And they're in control of it. And their command center, the county and city and state command center, were all in Building 7. They all had their command trucks moved. But Barry Jennings, he was still in the building. And they get word that the first tower's been hit. And within minutes, boom, 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 lights go out. He's going through the building trying to get out. Goes down the stairwell. Gets down to the bottom. There's dead bodies everywhere. Nothing's hit 7. Meanwhile, Willie Rodriguez is in the North Tower. He's one of the head janitors. He's got the master key. He's going in to get people out. The lobby's blowing up. Firefighters, citizens are going around with their faces blown off. He described it like a horror movie, just blood, their skin completely burned off, people on fire, bombs going off all over the place, collapsing lobby. The elevators are 30 floors up. They stop and stagger. It wasn't jet fuel coming down. There was only fires for a few floors under the impact points. Most of the fuel dissipated. We have the firefighter tapes for their reporting. We've knocked out almost all the fires in both towers. There's people standing in the holes in the buildings waving their shirts. Remember the woman, the man? Help me, helicopters. Help me. Help me. Like something out of the movie King Kong. In other words, she's up on top of the Empire State Building. And then seconds later, giant four-foot-around beams are shattered and ejected 600 to 800 feet, and the building is demolished into tiny pieces. And we have photos from the day of the rubble. The big major beams sliced off at an angle. You don't slice them straight across because the beams, because of their pressure, can still stand. You slice them at an angle so they slide off like a hot knife through caramel. Now, when we come back, we're going to play this new tape. This is shot by the fire department and seized by NIST. Thousands of these videos that they refused to release have been ordered released. I mean, I've become so desensitized to this. 2 weeks ago, the same group that sued the International Center for 9/11 Studies, that's a group of support. They're the real deal. Everybody needs to really, I'm going to get them on. They released another video where there's bombs going off in Building 7. Well, we already knew that, but we already had the deputy head of emergency management telling us that and others. This is going on at, 9 o'clock in the morning. 8 hours later, at 5:25, Building 7, 47 stories, collapses into its own footprint. And 25 minutes before, they're on two different live feeds, BBC World, BBC 24, saying the exact same words about how it fell in its own footprint from fires. And I knew right then, I said, that's some secret news wire they were given, because they're both saying the same thing live. Then CNN did the same thing. And I said, probably an internal Reuters. And then years later, they admitted, okay, Reuters gave us a report, it was wrong.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, inviting you to join me in Central California in beautiful Santa Cruz for a special event being put on by 1080 AM KSCO. Unfortunately, I'm so busy fighting the globalists that I never have enough time to go out and have a lot of speaking engagements around the country and meet with the great people of this nation. This powerful event is a one-time appearance. Get tickets early because they will sell out. Tickets are $10.80 each and are only available online at the KSCO website, ksco.com. Click on the banner on the webpage. I'm going to speak for several hours and have a question and answer. I will discuss information and research that I have never gotten into before. You can send your questions or suggestions via email to the radio station by emailing alex@ksco.com. Again, friends, I'm going to be speaking live on the 24th of October at 6 p.m. at the Coconut Grove Ballroom on Beach Street in Santa Cruz, California.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's a reason I'm one of the most attacked and demonized people by government, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Internet Trolls, COINTELPRO. It's because I've committed my life, my name, my treasure, my wife, my children to extreme danger. And the system doesn't know what to do with somebody like Alex Jones. So I do need your prayers, ladies and gentlemen, because the attacks are intensifying, because we understand the enemy's operations, and we are having a huge effect reaching millions and millions of new people, and that's what scares the system. We're not just preaching to the choir every week. And the crew has done a great job. You know, I saw this video about 6:30 in the morning, did research, then decided about 10 to pull all the old clips along with this new clip. And the problem is so many of these clips have profanity in them with police, firefighters, and others who just lost friends and themselves are injured, talking like sailors that, just got home for leave. And we've been trying to review all these videos, and most of them have cussing. Then we have to go find versions that we previously played years ago in our computer to be able to play the ones that don't have the cussing. But here's the new video. And again, the search term today is huge explosions. That will lead people to this Paul Joseph Watson article that details this whole history. This is just one aspect of the inside job, that there were bombs in all those buildings. They blew them sky high. Then you get into all the other areas. It's just every area you look at, it's unending. Okay, I'm sorry it's an inside job. Okay, I wish our country wasn't run by complete psychopathic murderers. who will shoot up Guatemalan children and black people in this country with syphilis and watch them die. I wish they didn't take 4,000-plus foster children declassified and radiate them to death in the U.S. I wish they weren't putting sodium fluoride in the water to give you cancer and give me cancer and attack your genitals and reduce your fertility. I wish that every major GMO crop in every major study didn't cause organ failure in every mammal species. Okay, I wish the globalists weren't out in the open saying they want to set up a world government and kill us. They're not just going to bankrupt the country. They're not just going to lower your standard of living. They're going to intensify the amount of soft kills they're putting out there. And don't you get it, FBI agents and defense intelligence people? I know most of you know the truth and are supportive, but those of you that work on the dark side of this, don't you get it that you are going to be destroyed by this? Even if you like power and dark evil and being part of this, don't you understand you're going to be annihilated as well? I mean, I pray that this doesn't have to continue. The government's been hyping nukes going off in the country. What if you think they got a police state going into high gear, staging 3,000 deaths at 9/11 that PNAC said a year before in September 20th, 2000, barring a Pearl Harbor event on the mainland of the U.S., we won't be able to launch these wars against Iraq and Afghanistan and Iran. If they'll do something like that, ladies and gentlemen, they'll do anything, and they're destroying our entire civilization, our entire society is under attack by this. So let's go ahead and start getting into the clips. Here is the nuke clips of bleeding and injured firefighters. And one of them looks up and he goes, there could be bombs in all these buildings. We got to get out of here. Here's the new clip that NIST didn't want you to see. And there's literally thousands of these videos that the Center, International Center for 9/11 Studies and others sued and got. The one 2 weeks ago is bombs going off in Building 7 at 9-something in the morning. Just what Jennings said. You're like, well, why would they have planes crashing and bombs going off? That's a black op. You know, I've read about Operation Ajax in 1953 when they were taking over Iran. The CIA, this is declassified, led by Kermit Roosevelt and MI6 commanders, blew up mosques, machine gun crowds, attacked police stations, did random things like, you know, set fires at a horse stall. People are like, well, why do that? Just confusion. They'd randomly shoot people in the street, confusion. And then they blamed it on Mohammed Mossadegh, handed out handbills saying he had done it. And then they used Muslim extremists to overthrow him, then put the Shah in, who then suppressed the Muslim extremists who brought him to power. You know how Hitler took over a lot of the Middle East covertly and then North Africa physically. He went in the years before he launched his wars and made deals with the Arab League and others. And all the CIA had to do at the end of World War II was step right in, OSS, MI6, then CIA in 47, was step in right where Hitler had been with those networks and promise the Muslim extremists, go overthrow this secular government and we'll put you in power. And they double-cross them. The radical Muslims work for the globalists. Look at Saudi Arabia, where 15 of the supposed 19 came from. There's another Saudi prince, you know, top relative of the king, you know, raping and biting somebody to death in a hotel room, and he may not even get in trouble. That's in mainstream news today. Are we ever told Saudi Arabia is bad? No. Any secular government that doesn't put women in burqas, any secular government that has 60% of their college graduates, including doctors, being women like Iraq, they're going to be set up, demonized, and destroyed. Does it mean Saddam was perfect? No. But he's a lot better than Saudi Arabia. He was our stinking ally until the globalists set him up and told him to invade Kuwait. April Gillespie, it's on video. They gave him $30-plus billion to attack Iran 8 years before, and it was the same teletype, same message. Do you want me to attack Iran? They said, we're not going to get involved in Arab affairs. He said, yes, sir, and launched the attack. He was put in power by black ops, by the people that run this government. Our government has been seized by foreign banks. We don't have a government anymore. We don't have a country. And no one's safe from these people. The sky is the limit with their hubris and their imperial arrogance and the chutzpah, the bravado, the machismo, whatever you want to call it. Okay, the globalists got it. They're bold. They're in charge because they are bold. They will blow up three buildings in front of you and tell you men in caves did it. They will order NORAD to stand down in front of you. And even when Norman Panetta comes out, the head of the Transportation Department, in the bunker with Cheney and watches Cheney order the stand down of the Pentagon defenses when the plane's 60 miles out, 45 miles out, 10 miles out. I mean, it's all there. People say, well, something this big, it would come out. It did come out. I've interviewed the police, the firemen, who saw the countdown to blow up Building 7 years before somebody at CNN leaked, because people hadn't captured or forgotten about it, live CNN saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7, it's coming down, keep your eye on that building. Exactly what Craig Bartmer and other police officers told me to my face, literally shaking in New York, looking over their shoulder. You think they like this stuff? But see, there's the big lie offered. Don't believe in 9/11 truth. It's communists that believe it. You know, out of the full spectrum of top Japanese officials, former German defense head, former head of German intelligence, former head of Italian intelligence, former Italian president coming out saying 9/11 is an inside job. I mean, do they talk about any of them on the news? No, they'll go pick some guy like Van Jones who signed a petition for a new investigation and then decried 9/11 truth and say, see, if you are for 9/11 truth, you're a communist. The system is hoping and putting all their money on the fact that you'll just get scared of talking about 9/11 truth. They're hoping with every ounce of energy that they've got that you won't look at the evidence, or if you learn the evidence, you'll just shut up so they can stage more terror attacks. That's their agenda, and take our freedoms and take our rights and put this high-tech electronic jackboot straitjacket over our society. That's what's happening. So 9/11 being an inside job is hidden in plain view, and they hope you're delusional and weak-minded and that choose to not look at the evidence, choose to not believe it. You can't choose what reality is. If you stick your finger in a light socket, you're going to get shocked. If you jump in boiling water, you're going to get burned. If you pour gasoline on yourself and light yourself on fire, you're going to get burned. If you let foreign banks come in and issue tens of trillions of fiat currency and buy up the planet, you're going to be enslaved. It's all happening. Okay, I wish it wasn't an inside job, but the truth is the truth is the truth. Okay, it is. Now, here are the firefighters. Here's the latest clip that NIST had been suppressing. There's now hundreds of these coming out, thousands of videos total. Each one more bombshell than the last, confirming what all the other videos and testimony and radio chatter said. There were bombs going off in those buildings from the minute the planes hit and during the entire time in the lower floors below the basement. They were blowing the main supports. They were doing it in rolling explosions. Let's go to the tape.
What happened?
It was an explosion. It was in the lobby. And the third explosion, the whole lobby collapsed on us.
What was the light?
Horrible.
You don't want to know.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Was that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
That was the plan.
Yeah, definitely secondary explosion. But we was inside waiting to go upstairs. And on the way upstairs, the whole complete blue. And we just collapsed on everybody inside the lobby.
So was the first tower coming down, secondary?
I don't know about the first one, but I know the second one, it was terrible. Then there was a third one, too, after that one.
Third explosion after that?
Yes, sir. Everybody was inside the building waiting to go upstairs, and they just let loose. Everything just let loose inside the building.
So what you told me is that there was a plane or whatever hit the building, and then a secondary explosion.
It was like three explosions after that. We came in after the fire. We came when the fire was going on already. We was in the staging area inside the building waiting to go upstairs. And they exploded. And the whole lobby collapsed on the lobby inside.
And it was just mayhem after that?
Everybody tried to work their way out.
Trying to help all the brothers get out.
A lot of people trapped inside.
We're sitting in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. We watched the first explosion. As we watched the building, there were black, very large airplane fly right into the second building. Came out of the south. Right in front of our eyes. It was so surreal, like a movie set. Second and third explosions also.
We were in the building for the third one.
People that understand, there may be more. Any one of these buildings could blow up.
Hold on.
This ain't done yet.
This is going to top of this. That could be no worse than this. Could be nothing no more worse than this. You're in the building trying to help people, and it's exploding on the inside the building. So I don't think you get any worse.
That is three firefighters, one of them senior, who went into the North Tower exactly as Willie Rodriguez, the hero, said, and many others. Let me tell you, I've been with these firefighters. I've been with these police at bars and hotels, you know, when we've met with them, and they are shaking. They are looking over their shoulder. They tell me how they've been threatened. I mean, this is like living in an action-adventure movie, but this is real. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. And you notice, see, you can't have firefighters getting there too early. You can't have firefighters noticing bombs that are in the building. So you have it pre-planned when the main group gets in to get ready to go upstairs. This is before firefighters started going up. This is, you know, 15 minutes or so into it. It's what Willie Rodriguez says, and that's exactly what they're saying. They go in, they're staging, and the lobby just starts blowing up. And the same thing happens in the other tower. And the same thing happens at 7. But 7's not hit by a plane, and the same thing happens. Because you can't have the police and fire people that aren't part of the attack going in and seeing what's happening. And then Rodriguez, while this is going on, he'd be, you know, opening closets and opening doors, you know, in the smoke. And he'd open it, and there'd be dead bodies, people who'd been killed, shoved in them. They were busy killing members of the teams that had been there that day who they didn't want to know what was going on. That's always what happens. You kill a lot of the assassins. Remember the former deputy head of the FBI, Mr. O'Neill, who had been fired from the FBI and told British newspaper The Telegraph, quote, they're going to let Al-Qaeda attack to get a police state in America and attack Afghanistan. He was then hired as the new head of security, and his first day at work was September 11th, and he died in the towers. Now, here's Barry Jennings down the street after he gets out of Building 7. Hours and hours. Let me see. This is after 9 o'clock. It collapses at 5:30. 3 and 5 is 8. This is 8 hours plus before Building 7 falls. Here's Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management, who didn't get the memo to be down with Giuliani at the new command center because they pulled out of the building. Here he is telling you what he saw. Here's Barry Jennings.
From this space back on Chambers in that area, so now they're walking back toward the World Trade Center. And as we keep letting you hear the personal stories, the survivor stories of exactly what happened inside the World Trade Center when that first plane went in, and of course the collapses since then, we're going to bring more of those to you now. Barry Jennings, you're on the 8th floor. You work for the city housing department. Explain to me the moment of impact.
Well, me and Mr. Hess, the corporation counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor. And I turned to Hess. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here. I took a fire extinguisher, and I bust the window out. That's when this gentleman here heard my cries for help. This gentleman right here, and he said, kept saying, stand by, somebody's coming to get you. They couldn't get to us for an hour because they couldn't find us.
You thought that was it?
I thought we're dead. I thought that was it. I started praying to Allah. I said, that's it. We're gone. It's over.
What was it like for you? You were inside there as well.
It was pandemonium. I mean, it was something like out of a Bruce Willis Die Hard movie. He was there, and he was crying, and there was another gentleman crying and for help. We couldn't get to him. We tried to get through we went through the buildings. We were lost. Both staircases, the backside was completely blown away. There was no way to access us. We couldn't get to him. And finally, one of the fire department teams found him. But we didn't think they were going to make it.
Well, certainly you got out. Many others didn't. Of course, we don't have a number right now of fatalities or injuries.
All right.
But I want to translate a story to you.
Now, that's Building 7 before it collapsed. Now, that's in the morning. Now, they've now released NIST footage of Jennings and Hess, the head of emergency management, screaming for help, confirming the other witness. And they've released audio you can hear on the video of explosions going on. I mean, nothing's hit 7. There's a few windows knocked out from some small debris. Suddenly, boom, whole side of the building's blowing out. Then NIST gave six different reasons why seven fell. Now they've had to retract all those, and they don't say why it fell. Overbuilt to sustain a terror attack. Now, when we come back, we're going to play Fire Department describe the bombs planted in the World Trade Center.
It's as if they had detonators. Boom, boom, boom. The floor started popping out. It was like we were in a foundry, a volcano. It was molten steel everywhere. We don't know how you melt the steel. The jet fuel can't do it. It was like a foundry. It's called thermite. It's called thermite. Explosive thermite. It was as if that they had detonators.
What did the other firefighter say? He wouldn't say anything while the others are telling the story. And he goes, look, we got to get out of here. There's bombs. There's bombs. All these buildings can stop blowing. They had bombs in there.
And we're told, no. No, you didn't see that. Sit down and breathe the asbestos and die, okay? That's how we're going to take care of you. You got that?
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now. You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Again, we only play these clips. We played the new one today a couple times a year, and it's in our computers, but I thought we had the one without the cussing, where they're talking about the bombs, the detonators. It'll take a little while. We've got the clip. They're having to put beeps over the firefighters, so that'll be in the next segment or the segment after that. But we do have one clip from New York TV when they were interviewing them that day, where they're not cussing, and they're talking about molten steel coming down the channel rails like it was a foundry. That's where they smelt metal. It's like lava. So here is that clip.
I think he just did it to... Who knew? To be honest with you, I think he might have thought that was it for us, too.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel. Molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Yeah.
Like lava.
There wasn't a lot of screaming. There wasn't a lot of yelling. Obviously, there was no machinery. I mean, there was no...
And they're in there not understanding why. This is when the planes have hit. They're going in, and there's molten metal just pouring out. They're like, well, what is this? Folks, jet fuel burns maybe 1,800 degrees. Steel starts weakening at about 2,500. It starts melting past 3,000, depending on its makeup, what type of steel it is. And that's what the thermal photographs by NASA from its aircraft show of temperatures months later in the pile of over 2,500, 2,600 degrees. Some of the readings show over 3,000. This is months later. This was high-tech weapons that they were using in there, high-tech bombs. And I've got a list here of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different clips just in Paul Joseph Watson's article. I'm begging you, if you've been a critic of 9/11 truth and you haven't looked at the evidence and you make jokes about it, this isn't a joke. This is your life we're talking about, our lives. Go watch all the firefighters. Go watch all the videos. Understand this is impossible. Understand that Willie Rodriguez, who was, you know, this big hero on national TV, that he was then demonized for saying, no, there were bombs going off. The firefighters all know about it. There were bombs going off down the bottom of the World Trade Center North Tower. He's a hero. You know, he's had the courage to come out with many others, and then they get ridiculed. And then for 9 years, they say the dust isn't bad for you. And it turns out the government knew and lied about it. And I saw the New York Post call the firefighters and police ambulance chasers because they're trying to get medical care. Just like our troops who are exposed to the depleted uranium. Our troops are exposed to the depleted uranium. The Army's own reports know it's going to give them cancers, birth defects, kill them with degenerative cancers and other disorders. And, you know, they just say it doesn't matter. The Pentagon and the Veterans Affairs, the VA, will not give them medical care for the DU because they won't admit DU's hurting them when the Army's own manuals. I've had the head of the Army's DU program on the show. A lot of his team have died. He's had 20-plus surgeries. That's destroyed his kidneys. That's because that's where it comes out of the bones and the body and, you know, really concentrates in the kidneys and the urinary tract. He's got cataracts from it, and that's what their own reports from before Desert Storm and the new war. The Army knew this back in the 50s when they were looking at using DU as a weapon. They said, we can't. It causes organ failure. It attacks the kidneys. It causes skin cancer. It causes cancer of the sinus, wherever it concentrates. It's like asbestos, but hundreds of times worse. This is what they think of you. Don't you understand that they're murderers who see human life as less than worthless? They see it as a negative, as trash to be taken out. They see it like dog droppings in your house. They don't just not care about you. They hate you and want you dead because you are heroes.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.